This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are once again talking automotive stuff. Give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. All good stuff. Are you awake over there, Brendan?
I am alive and awake. How are you doing today, Brian?
Oh, kicking chicken down the road. Just moving on.
Nice.
Good stuff. It's been a great week. It's been a busy week, as we were discussing. All kinds of stuff going on. Over at the Miramar location, they got half the parking lot blocked off because they're replacing the tanks for the gas station next door. And boy, do those guys make a mess when they're doing that. They got dirt piled all over the place, everything else.
Not to mention the ramp towards that exit for your place is also closed for construction for the weekend too.
So. I saw that, but you could get I came from the San Diego way because I stopped by the Kearney Mesa store, so I got off at Nobel.
Gotcha, yeah.
Super easy. They've already paved that ramp and it's super nice. I believe what they're doing is repaving the ramps, which they need it. There's big chunks missing.
No question. So. Also, I know they put the construction vehicles on the ramps, too, when they are, like, off. So that's why they stay closed for the weekend. So that way they can work on it during the nighttime. Less travel and less interruptions during those times, too. So
yep.
At least that's what I understand in terms of construction. So if you're a road worker out there, give us a call and let us know if that's about right or not. So
well, and be very careful with some of the roads. We had a car actually damaged over... the road, Eastgate Mall.
Uh huh.
They, my guys went and took a video of this. So they worked on the road and they were doing this big pipe through there.
Right.
And they have like this sewer thing, but it's raised and they didn't do it right.
Oh, no.
And like, yeah, so the bottom of the transmission clipped this thing going over it and ripped them.
No.
Oh yeah. And yeah, they had to turn a claim into the city.
Oh my God.
I don't know who designed that thing or whatever, but they videotaped several cars going over. You can see them. They're all whack the way it's just wrong.
Jeez.
It's not right.
It reminds me of there's a guy online who has a speed bump right in front of his house, and he purposely like records the speed bump to see how
people
fast
drilling people
drill it. Yeah, exactly.
That's not good on your car either.
No. When you see a speed bump or you see the speed bump warning sign, slow down for sure.
Probably be the best option. Yeah. I'm just going to go with that one.
Slow down. I do want to make a little PSA here. If you do see that road workers are on the road, move over one over lane.
Slow down a little bit.
I mean, these guys are putting their lives at risk by working on these roads. So just take some consideration for that. Yeah, sure.
That's usually like they're doing the on-ramps. They just close them totally down.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that'll prevent you from driving through all the cones. Hopefully. Yeah. A lot of times they'll also have a CHP guy sitting there too with his lights flashing. So when you do drive through the cones, you get arrested, which you should. Don't drive through the cones.
Right.
Yeah. Just what do they say? They call that the cone zone, don't they? Be very careful on the cone
zone. I've never heard
that,
but I believe it. I just call it the construction zone, basically.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. The week ended out. Yesterday was a beautiful day here in San Diego, wasn't it?
So this is the weirdest thing. In the morning, it's going to be 40-ish degrees still. You're definitely wearing pants.
Well, and 67 sweatshirt. Degrees this morning.
I know, but I'm talking about earlier this week. It was freezing.
It was cold in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, it's wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, here.
And I know people in Ohio are like, what are you talking about with 40 degrees freezing over there in San Diego? You want to talk about freezing? But nevertheless, it's so weird because I'm so lucky to have a split shift where I'm wearing like a sweatshirt and everything, and then I get to go home and then change into shorts and short sleeve shirt, and then I'm good for the afternoon. But man, oh man, that is some weird weather for the winter season. I'm not complaining because I still think I love the afternoon more than the morning for sure. And
you like the warm temperatures?
Yeah.
Let's see, highs tomorrow about 80. Yeah, Escondido 80, Poway 76, 77 Valley Center. And for all you that want to know, San Diego 75. What a beautiful day. Right by the ocean.
This is why I leave the local news on for him, so he can give this.
So I can give all the updated local stuff. I get to watch the news. Well, there's no sound, but I get to watch the news while we're doing Auto Talk Radio.
I would just think if I put the sound, it would just be too interrupting.
It would be very interrupting. Oh, okay. How would I know what was going on? You listen to that, talking on the radio, it'd be very confusing. Yeah. We're not doing that. But no, it's all a good. He pops it up just in case some car news pops up on there, so we can chat about it.
Which
but,
always, there's always car news, I'm telling
there
you.
There always is car news. Car news is the best. Yeah. So, but folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, as you know, we're happy to talk to you about. So,
for those of you wondering, you guys missed Dave Stahl on KUSI already. He was on at 6:45 earlier.
Was he?
Talking about the brand new Toyota Sequoia.
Yeah. He doesn't like it, you said.
No. He likes it overall. It's just the only complaint was this, was the trunk space part, which I know it's an SUV, so it's supposed to be, you know, that way, I guess, for the most part. But
yeah,
they could have at least made a deep kind of trunk space, in my opinion, like a pit kind of thing. Yep. In order to fit the luggage, if you want to do a luggage situation in there.
But, a luggage situation.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't care about the back of it when they built it.
Maybe.
You know, maybe not. But one of those things before.
All I know is that base price, he said, I think was like $85,000.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, you know, things with cars these days, and they always change the design here and there. They don't keep it the same ever. Sometimes they change to good things, sometimes not such good things, and sometimes it goes back the other way. So it is what it is. But that's why it's so important to check out a car before you buy it.
For sure. Absolutely.
You know? So as Brendan says, you got to crawl into the trunk and take a nap just to know if there's enough room.
I don't know if I said that part, but you know, something along the lines of that.
Yes, along the lines of that, for sure. So today we're talking about cars, as always, but how cars are burning more oil than normal, some cars, and how burning a lot of oil can be a problem with a car and cause other issues and things. So it's one of the things. We do see it with newer cars today as they're tightening things up and the way they break in and different like that. I mean, you engineer something, you can engineer a problem right into a car sometimes. They try not to, but just one of those things as far as that goes that sometimes happens. And when it does, you need to try to make sure and be aware of those. We've had cars come in that with today's extended oil change times, some people are following these 7,500 to 10,000 mile rule, which we don't recommend. Recommend changing the oil on your vehicle every 5,000, even with full synthetic these days, which is what all we use at the West Automotive Group. But very important as far as that goes to stay on top of that, because as some of these cars are consuming oil, you can run an engine right out of oil. That's a problem, huh, Brendan?
Oh, big time. I remember.
Then what happens? It goes knockety, knockety, knockety.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was traveling down from Northern California in my Chevy Sonic, and I was not paying attention to my oil levels at all. And sure enough, it went clunkety, clunkety. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
Did it blow up the motor?
No, luckily it did not. Thank goodness for that. But I found out when I heard a clunk on the highway, and luckily we were right next to my usual mechanic before I met you.
Oh,
He let us know. Sure, there was literally nothing in there. So
they put oil in it, it was fine?
No, they put oil in it. Next thing you know, when I park my car, I see a lot of oil spots on the ground. So it was leaking oil somewhere. And then at that time, I went to my mechanic again, and they were able to run a test to find out where the leak was coming from. And they said they fixed it, but they continuously leaked some more. So luckily, I was under warranty every single time.
And they was not us.
No, definitely not you guys.
I want to keep this clear.
You literally told me when I was telling you about the situation. not to go to that shop anymore. They're under investigation, blah, 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 for stuff.
So, they were.
Yeah, and they were. And sure enough, they closed that shop has closed down since then and has new ownership. So mm-hmm. In the meantime, I switched over to you guys, and I was so happy with you guys. And now I have a Rogue, and like I said,
now you're going tip Rogue.
Top shape.
Yeah, now I'm going Rogue. Going Rogue.
Literally.
Well, getting your vehicle serviced properly is one of the most important things in the world, for sure. At least in my world, which I talk about all the time. By the way, keep an eye out. I just yesterday we put together some more San Diego Fox 5 localist shows. So we shot them at the Oceanside location, and it was nice and warm out, and you could see the ocean and all good stuff there as far as that goes. So just one of the things for sure.
That's, where do you usually shoot it at? In Miramar? Is that correct?
No, I've done Miramar, Escondido, now there. Okay. So I'm moving around is what I'm doing. Kind of giving everybody an idea. They can see all the stores. Super cool, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. So really good stuff as far as that goes. Anyway. All right, we're going to take our first break here real quick at Auto Talk. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you, in part by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. Learn more at crcindustries.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. But I love these Saturday mornings together as we coffee and cars here, you know, just enjoying it.
I think it's
did you
funny.
Have your coffee?
Yes, I definitely did. And I think it's funny how I grew up from Saturday morning cartoons to now Saturday morning Auto Talk. How about that?
Yeah. Did you grow up, actually?
True.
Are you sure? Sure. Well, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Motorrad, a longtime OE supplier, offering innovative thermal, engine management, and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, which is ICE vehicle, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road. So it covers all of these vehicles for sure. Find Motorrad products at most fine parts stores or learn more at motorrad.com. So yep. Anyway. Good stuff there.
I like how you had to, you know, quickly mention, when I mean ICE, I mean internal combustion engine.
Not everybody knows what that acronym stands for.
Well, I also find it funny.
Well, these days it could stand for something else.
Exactly. I was going to say, I saw a Facebook post saying, look out, everybody, and they took a picture of an ICE truck. Not you know, that ICE truck. I'm talking about like the physical water ICE.
Like truck delivering ICE.
Exactly.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for sure.
No question.
As far as that goes with those folks, but you know what? Yeah, I'm going to stay off the politics right now. But I am a fan of ICE always around, so we're good. I do want to remind folks also that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County Inland there for over 30 years. Over 32 to be exact. And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhorn. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for well over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle over here where the road's being fixed, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks here in the Golden Triangle for over 6 years. and West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, location number 5, 229 South Coast Highway, up in North County Coastal, AAA approved. Taking care of folks over there, coming up on 3 years here shortly. So all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. And, of course, at the West Automotive Group, we're proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs. Just talk to one of my service consultants or managers, and they'll get you all set up with that. It's a great way to go. Also, get in and take advantage, or just jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. That's westautomotivegroup.com, of course. And take advantage of our diagnosis on no matter what concerns you with your vehicle. We're here to help you with it. So the most important money spent on any repair, I always say, is proper diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. Eliminates unwanted parts replacement and saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime, for sure. Also enjoy our free shuttle rides to or from work or home when dropping off your vehicle. Or we have rental companies near us that we have deals with to get you all set up for a low-cost rental vehicle if you need one. You can also jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. We send out little tips and tweets about things. You can also click on and check out my Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5, or Auto Talk Radio, which here we are. We also have a page that we put all the shows on as podcasts afterwards, so you can always grab them from there. Or you can pick up the podcasts that are also available from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. So all good stuff. Or you can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So, but give us a call this morning if you like, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Always here to chat with you about automotive-related stuff for sure. As we go. Oh, Bodie's here. What's up, Bodie? Hey, I was wondering about you the other day. We hadn't heard from you in a while. Thought maybe you went on vacation or something.
Some days I don't have a question or no fresh jokes, so.
You just stay to yourself and listen, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing, how would they say, I'm doing weller?
Weller.
Weller. You know, more better.
More better.
I used to have a girlfriend. She was a grammarian. And the slightest little faux pas, she went to Catholic school, and the slightest little linguistic faux pas, and she was, boom, she was right there. Like, oh, you mean this instead of this? Or are you spelling that? I'm like, okay. It was actually a good lady, hardworking, smart, liked to cuddle and all that stuff. And she was very smart.
Nice.
So she taught me a lot.
It's always good to learn.
Yeah. And I probably asked you this 300,000 times.
Sure.
Is I still haven't got to my motor because I'm sometimes I act like a pendejo. So I'm going to get it cleaned up and then have you guys look at that motor mount for me.
Gotcha.
Next week.
No worries. Yeah. No worries.
Yeah. Everything else is good in your world?
Everything else is great in the world. It cruising along, staying super busy. Lots going on automotive wise. So just really good stuff.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, you know, I've been to 27 countries, and as far as I know, we still live in the finest. You know, you can go to just about any tap and drink water out of them in America. You went, and you don't want to, but you could.
Yep.
And you go to foreign countries, the way I was trained was only you open that bottle of water. No one opens it for you.
Yeah.
You don't get tap water. Paper bottle water and get tap water. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, and the important thing, you know, I love to travel, and there's a lot of beautiful countries out there that are well worth visiting. There's no question about it. Checking out, but I love coming home too when it's all over. And you're right. We live in one of the most probably the greatest country in the world. There's no question about it. Yeah. And we're and everybody in this country should be thankful to that you get to live here and treat it nicely, because I mean, we're just blessed where we ended up. So, you know, could end up anywhere. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That being said, it's all good. All good.
You go across the border to TJ, and you still got soldiers running around with rifles on the city streets.
Yep. For sure. For sure. So we definitely we need to take care of this place and keep living well. But yes, we are blessed for sure. For sure.
So, and I probably asked you this question before, and refresh my memory is, I got to get to the steam clean. On my motor, what do I wrap the electrical connectors up with? Just some blue tape?
You don't really need to do too. I would be careful with the steam part, though. You can do a little bit of pressure washing with it and clean them off. That's usually what we do. Most of the connectors... And when I say that, I don't mean super high pressure, but most of the connectors are weather sealed now. So on cars, we don't have a lot of problems as far as that goes. Distributors, we used to cover up with plastic bags and kind of wrap stuff around them, you know, as far as that goes. Just want to make sure you don't do direct hit. Like for the coilovers, we don't want to fill the wells with water and things like that. That's the main thing to avoid as far as that goes. Yeah. So... But for the most part, you don't got to do too much prep. Just kind of clean her off and get her ready to go.
Yeah. And that car, that car runs like a top.
Yep. No, I know. That's a beautiful car, too. It is, for sure.
Okay. Oh, here's a question for you. In weather like today, I always, there's the warm-up. Then once the car is warm and I'm driving, then I just let it idle for... 30, 40 seconds, and I'd take off. So in the morning, when the motor's stone cold, like on a morning today, it's probably in the 60s somewhere, how long should I warm that motor up before I drive?
You don't really, there's no real waiting time. The only thing I tell people, start it. I usually wait about 30 seconds just for, that way all the oil pump gets all the oil to all the important oily things, and then put her in gear and you're good to go, because cars, they warm up really quick these days. And fuel control, before we used to let them warm up because the drivability concerns weren't great when a car was cold. But these days with fuel injection and how we do fuel control and all that, cars run great. They don't mind it, cold or not. So, the only thing that's ever a concern to me these days is start her up and let her, give her a couple seconds to get the lifeline, its blood flow, all the way to all the important components inside the engine that need oil, and then you're good to drive.
In the old days, the theory was that you would let it warm up so that the cylinders in the rings could all get all seated and warmed up, and then you put them under load. What you're saying is that's different today.
Today it's not important. Yeah, it's all fine. Like I said, the only real concern I have is ever that it's got good oil to everything real quick, and before you go getting all crazy and stomping on the accelerator. So start her up, give her a couple seconds, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, and it takes a little bit of oil. I'd say I use a quart of oil about every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think there's a leak somewhere. So
yeah, I need to take a look for sure, because there could be. It's probably not consuming all that oil. Consume a little bit of oil, and that's not unusual. So with combustion engines, timeline when you say how long it uses oil, usually I look more towards the mileage, because that tells me how many miles have you driven if this is dissipating and we don't have a leak. That says a lot more than it does just time, because if you only drive 5 miles in 3 weeks and it's using a quart of oil, we got a big problem.
You had a major problem.
Major problem. So anyway.
Major problem.
All good. Okay. All right, my friend. So, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming to the call this morning. And thanks for listening.
I'm alive
and
well.
And we're glad to know that. For sure.
I coach a lot of young people. You probably heard this from me. I'm 80 years old. My face is my face. What are you going to do? And because I've been food organic most of my life and doing yoga and weightlifting. Mm-hmm. I still run around like a kid, and people say, are you on coffee or cocaine? I said, no, this is natural health. I said, this is what it looks like when you do it right.
There you go. That's the best way to do it, for sure. Try to stay clean and eat clean.
And so I tell young guys like you, is find yourself a good yoga studio, start doing yoga. It'll pay off in years down the road.
Definitely keeps you stretched out and healthy, for sure. There's no question about it.
Yep.
Very limber.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, you take care. I gotta have to go to break here in just a second as we're coming up to the bottom. But it was great talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Glad to hear from you.
Have him meet me so I can listen in.
Will do. All right. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So always good stuff as far as that goes. Always good stuff. And great to hear from Bodie. Glad to hear he's doing well, because I actually thought to myself the other day, I was like, I haven't heard from him in a while. So just one of those things, you know, you just wonder about somebody. So Bodie, thanks for calling in. Glad to hear from you and glad you're doing well. Thanks for the car questions as far as that goes. Really good stuff. We're going to have to take our ready to take our last break. We are. We're here at the bottom of the hour again, huh? Before Brendan starts pounding on the windows, right?
That's right.
You do that every now and then. Well, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. It offers more sealing power plus engine protection. And did we mention the 100% money-back guarantee? K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio as we're talking about all cars and trucks. And speaking of trucks, especially diesel trucks, diesel vehicle emission controls begin with proper maintenance and fluids like DEF. DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, featuring high purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR, or selective catalytic reduction. Only Blue DEF products are triple filtered, lab tested, and guaranteed pure to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue DEF Platinum reduces the formulation of deposits that build up in your diesel exhaust system. Learn more at BlueDEF.com, available at automotive and major retailers, travel centers, and wherever you fuel up. And DEF fluid, if you own a diesel these days, a newer one that runs on, doesn't run on, but needs DEF, you know that if you run low on DEF fluid, the power will be reduced on your vehicle, which you don't want. So there's triggers for that. The DEF fluid, what it does, if you're not familiar with it, it actually is a cleaner that's used to clean the catalyst in selective catalyst reduction, which is a deionized water urea that they inject into there, and it actually helps keep them clean so they keep working properly. That's what it comes down to. So good stuff as far as that goes. So if you need it, if you have a diesel, Blue DEF by Peak is some of the best fluid out there. Okay, so we're talking about all things automotive. I was looking, we were talking, you know, they have a new program. If you buy a new Chevy Corvette, buyers can soon build their own engine. What do you think, Brendan? You should buy a Corvette so you can go build your own engine.
Yeah, maybe in my dreams at some point, you know.
So the new Chevy Corvette ZR1X is of the quickest car, one of the quickest cars you can buy, thanks to the mighty small block V8 between its cabin and rear axle. So you can help build its powerful LT7 engine yourself. Well, okay, not really. Rather, alongside a master technician at the Bowling Green Assembly Plant in Kentucky, where every C8 Corvette comes to life. So, an interesting program. They recently introduced a Chevrolet engine build experience is unique in the automotive industry. It will be available beginning this spring of the Corvette Z06, ZR1, and ZR1X models. When ordering your new Corvette, be sure to select RPO code P TBC if you wish to participate in this program. Not only do you get to build the engine that will go into your car, but you will receive a custom engine plaque, an exclusive gift, and a professional photo keepsake. So we're going to get Brendan up there building his own engine. Get a little couple pictures. We'll post them up. At, can I get you in the How about you just go build somebody else's engine?
Okay. I can do that part at least. Yeah.
Yeah. This program, last time they did it, cost $5,000 to go do it. But there's no pricing for this new program. So we'll see. So if you feel it. But that, I'll tell you what, the Corvette ZR1 and ZR1X have performance levels that compete, definitely compete with Ferrari and Lamborghini and even Bugatti. And this car, these cars, cost-wise, are way better than one of those cars, than one of the imports. And also, they don't break as much, to be honest with you. They're better engineered when it comes to longevity. So, and when they do break, they're more cost-effective than a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, that's for sure. So, anyway, and I don't know why it took so much time to turn the Corvette into a mid-engine car, but boy, the performance you get out of a mid-engine car is so much better, you know, as far as drivability, staying on the road, and that versus, you know, when you heavy a car up. Like, I mean, the Dodge Viper used to be fun to drive, right? A big old V10, but that motor was, it was front heavy, so it broke loose in the rear all the time. Not the best idea. So, yeah. By low center of gravity and putting the motor right in the center, man, these things run like Formula One cars. So, all good stuff as far as that goes. All right, we were talking today about cars burning more oil than not. As stated, you can just give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. But we're going to talk a little bit about this and why it is important, because some new cars were having some serious problems in burning too much oil. We also do know that oil breaks down over time and it gets thinner in a car. So when you go extended mileage, like you don't service your vehicle in a timely fashion, we do see some folks that go over 10,000 miles. Often in that case, we see motor failures as the vehicles get older, because they do consume a little bit of oil at a time, and you drive that many miles without changing the oil. The oil does start to break down, gets thinner, therefore gets pulled past the rings and burned. And you may not have a leak, but you may end up with no engine oil in a vehicle if you're not paying attention and you're doing that. So the key, one of the big keys to this as a vehicle gets older is definitely make sure you're on top of your oil changes every 5,000 miles. Super important as far as that goes. Otherwise, you can run a vehicle totally out of oil, like I stated. So there are some vehicles that had some problems when they came out within the past 10 years. Vehicles that, you know, from 2010 on, a couple ones that had a lot of issues. The Audi's 2.0 liter turbocharged four-cylinder and 3.0 liter V6. BMW's 4.8 liter V8, twin turbocharged 4.4 liter V8, and Subaru's 3.6 liter six-cylinder and 2.0 liter and 2.5 liter four-cylinders. Subaru's, all of them were burning oil like crazy there for a while. I think we've got that kind of under control these days since we 2020 and on, but ran through quite a few years with issues. The engines found in these vehicles, several BMWs, Subarus, Audis, tend to be real high oil consumers back then. So brand new, often they'd burn a coat of oil on 1,000 miles, which is quite a bit of oil. So, these vehicles, 98% of the ones that had the problems are obviously not the major vehicles on the road, but there's 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. that were having this problem during that time. So that's quite a bit of vehicles burning oil. But BMW and Subaru claimed that oil consumption is normal for their vehicles. However, often issued by Consumer Reports only tends to exacerbate itself, the issue did, as the vehicle ages. And the effect is added expense, maintenance, and headaches for the owner. So quick question, Brendan. You know why they extended oil change intervals out so far?
Again, it's just to benefit the manufacturers in the long run, because they know that, you know, over time that engine's going to wear down, and thus you're going to have to pay more for them to fix the vehicles.
So. Well, truly the reason that they do it, it does benefit the manufacturer, but it's so that they can say the average yearly cost and maintenance on a vehicle when they're selling it is less. They can post it as less and make it look better for sure. The problem is that as the car gets older, obviously, and gets out of warranty, if you've not been changing the oil on a regular basis and waiting 10,000 miles and not doing it at five, yeah, you're right. There can often be expensive repairs that follow that.
I mean, another prime example, again, this might not be that big, but it still is pretty big in my opinion, are the miles per gallon. How do you think they got those estimations on the miles per gallon? They're driving it on a flat track and testing it out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you live on a hill, you're going to notice that your miles per gallon is probably less than what is was advertised.
Well, they would say that you don't do normal driving if you drive up and down a hill all the time.
Or that too, exactly. So therefore, they're able to get around.
I don't know anywhere you can drive. Well, you, I guess if you lived in the flyover states, you know, a lot of places are flat.
Yep.
You could just be fine. You'd be driving like, you know, farm country in Indiana, you know, places like that.
I was going to say North Dakota too, just flat basically. The only
You get up north, there are some hills there. One has a bunch of faces on it.
That's South Dakota.
Oh, that is right. That is
South Dakota. In North Dakota, I joke around saying, like, I don't even think you even need a steering wheel there. All the roads are just straight. There's not a single turn anywhere on that.
Well, that's like I-70 coming out of Colorado heading east or west from the Midwest. It's just flat and straight. It is.
No, it is true. Yeah.
It's perfect, you know. So if you run off the road there, you were sleeping probably.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Because the cars just go straight. But you are correct. There's not, you know. So those folks do get better gas mileage is what you're trying to say.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Well, and they might even be able to live up to the manufacturer's statement if you drive well. You also, that's not flooring it, doing quick starts, any of that stuff. That messes up your gas mileage also.
Right.
So for sure, without question. Hey, was there any car shows that we had and no honorable mentions for today?
Yes, we do actually have one car show today from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock over at Mission Hills High School. This is to benefit their senior gala is what they call it at the end of the year. I do apologize for my Spanish ahead of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Lowrider and Cultura car show. And that is, again, from today from 10 a.m. to 2.
Nice.
Admission's free. They have student performances, food trucks, a mini college fair for some of your high school students or high school kids that are looking to get into that, and a community resource fair. So head over there. It's at 1 Mission Hills Court in San Marcos, California, Mission Hills High School. So go check out that car show. Good. It's for a good cause. And, again, just car shows are really fun to go to, and Lowriders is such a huge community here in San Diego County.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It is enormous. I remember they had a whole exhibit of them over at the San Diego Automotive Museum. So, who I think we're talking to tomorrow with Dave Sala.
Lenny and them.
Yep.
Lenny and Susan.
I bet they're really upset about the whole Balboa Park situation.
The parking thing is an issue. What happened there? I don't know exactly.
It's under a fight again, and I remember
charging for parking.
Yeah, and I saw a recent video, not to get political, but they purposely pushed down all the people on the non-agenda list at the city council meeting who were wanting to complain about the parking to the bottom of the list, so they had to stay for an extra 2 hours or 2.5 hours to even speak to the city council members. Ridiculous, but that's
just so. But now every spot there you have to pay to park.
Correct.
Wow. And it wasn't that way before.
No, it wasn't. And it's all because they're in a huge budget deficit. Well, if you are,
the city's in a huge budget deficit.
Is it? Yeah.
Imagine that.
And I'm trying to.
Well, people in charge of it do such a good job at running it.
I'll tell you what. There's got to be overspenditure somewhere, right?
Yeah. At least they're doing better than LA, though.
That's hey.
Aren't you glad you aren't the mayor up there?
Let me tell you, you're just setting the bar so low that if you're above them, congratulations. But you're not getting that much credit from my end.
No.
That's all.
No. No, our city management is not the best here. That's for sure. I agree. It's been quite a while since anybody's done a really good job.
Yeah.
So we really could use. I don't know. Is the current mayor on his way out or?
One can wish. One can wish.
Hopefully he doesn't like cars and he's listening to us. Anyway, all good.
Oh, my in-law's car is getting recalled. Let me see. This is their vehicle.
Is it? Well, Toyota has 161,000 U.S. vehicles being recalled because they're over rear view camera display problems. And that just came out this week.
But every vehicle has those rear view camera problems for sure. Yeah. This one is, they have a 2025 Honda Palisade.
Oh.
And it just got recalled just now because the side curtain.
Just this minute? You mean like they just put it out?
No. As of yesterday.
Oh.
It says that they recalled nearly 600,000 Palisades because the third row side curtain airbags are not properly deployed.
Oh. Well, don't sit in the third row and it won't matter.
There you go. Helpful tip for Brian Babsock.
It's a lot of work to crawl all the way back there anyway.
It sure is. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, I'd so. But that if you have lots of children and you pack them in the car, the third row is probably important. So, yeah, if you have don't let little Russy in the third row of that car of your in-laws.
That's right. Last year, this same model was also recalled because of defective seat belts, and they weren't specific on which side of the seat belts there were. So they had to replace every single one of the seat belts last year. So
what, they wouldn't latch?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably a very expensive hit for Hyundai.
That's
for
definitely sure. A safety item.
Oh, no. Of course it is too. That, yeah.
Yeah. So the recalls are free to the consumer. They definitely cost the manufacturer quite a bit of money. So it's one of those things, though, that you have to go through. But that would definitely be mandated as a recall.
Oh, yes.
Same thing with the airbags because they're safety items. So those items must be fixed when they're recalled. No question about it. Hey, I do want to also remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there, the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. And it's the only battery line that we stock at the West Automotive Group. They do definitely have a battery for every need. So if you need a battery for anything automotive related, jump on West Automotive Group, make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, you might want to check them out at their storefronts because they have batteries for everything. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need.
Back to the oil consumption situation.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Did you talk about Acuras by any chance?
I do talk about Acuras, but I haven't yet.
Okay. It says here that I'm looking up top 10 worst vehicles.
For oil consumption?
Yeah. And the number one I'm seeing online everywhere is a V6 3.7 liter Acura from 2010 to 2013, they say.
Yeah, those things did eat a lot of oil.
If you're wondering, some other ones that were on this list included Audis.
Went through that. Audis and BMW had a big issue, and so did Subaru. Those three were the top ones for burning oil. What else you got there, though?
They also mentioned, besides that one, number five making that list is four-cylinder 2.4-liter GM from 2011 to 2015. Another one that was mentioned on here that we haven't said then, I believe, is four-cylinders turbo, a 1.6-liter for mini BMWs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a four-cylinder turbo 1.4-liter Volkswagen from 2016 to 2019. And then, as an honorable mention, they mentioned 2010 to 2015 Volvos. They said either the V6 turbo 3-liter or the V6 3.2-liter. But that's what they're saying in terms of.
No, I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. It's not a lie. They do have issues, and they do burn oil. So the key to this, though, is obviously avoiding vehicles that burn a lot of oil. As far as that goes, you know, do your research before you purchase one. Some of these vehicles, there was no correction for them until later years of that model. So, some of them just had a run of engines that they changed the engineering on afterwards. So it could be a 6-month run. Certain vehicles, certain VINs had that problem where it burned oil. So, you know, doing your research is really important as far as that goes prior to buying one of these vehicles, because like stated, if you get a car that burns more than a quart of oil at 1,000 miles, you need to really stay on top of the oil level on that vehicle. But some other things happen from burning excessive oil, too. And that is catalyst wear over time is accelerated for sure. You can end up with fouling of spark plugs and drivability concerns over time because the deposits are too heavy that end up getting on the plugs from oil coming up past the rings and items like that. So not to mention if it's eating enough oil and like stated, you don't change your oil or check it regularly and you run the engine out of oil, you can end up needing an engine pretty quickly, which will cure, hopefully, if you get a new one, your oil consumption problem. But still, we don't like to blow up motors. It's an expensive endeavor to go through, for sure. So keeping an eye on that as far as that goes. And like Brenda did, you know, researching, hey, I like this car, but hey, this year of that car burned a lot of oil. You might want to stay away from it as far as that goes. But that's just some important things when it comes to oil consumption on a car. Once again, the best thing you can do for any vehicle anyway and prevent it from starting to have excessive oil consumption is changing the oil, running synthetic oil, changing the oil every 5,000 miles, and keep that car in great working order because oil does break down and wear and tear. All the components are picked up inside the oil, inside the motor, and dragging that through, just like why we recommend transmission services, can cause excessive wear and tear inside the motor for sure, and we don't want that. What do you got to say?
So you were mentioning about how like certain car company manufacturers will change up their engine line all of a sudden.
Well, not change up the engine line specifically, but will change something in engineering inside the motor if they realize they have a problem.
How long until they realize that? Is that because I can't imagine the new
some vehicle. Never realized it until all of them are on the road.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, let's say in terms of, like, let's say you get a brand new car, but you don't notice the oil consumption until you hit that 100,000 mile mark, I'm assuming.
Well, now you're out of warranty.
I know. But because of that, do car manufacturers notice that? And then they're like, okay, we need to find a different.
Oh, they change things over time. Yeah, absolutely, to try to build a better product for sure. Now, if cars don't start having a problem consuming oil to over 100,000 miles, they're just going to call that wear and tear, and they're never going to worry about that.
Probably.
That's not going to be their thing. So, you know, if they realize they're putting cars on the road and the service departments are seeing, like, the first ones out there are like, hey, these cars are coming in at 5,000 miles for oil services or whatever, and there's like a quart of oil left in them. Yeah, that's a problem. We're going to start destroying motors. Cadillac had an issue where their motors were ingesting oil, and they had, this is back, and they'd put them at 10,000 mile intervals, and they were towing them in at 7,500 miles, 7,000 miles, and the car would be out of oil. Wow. And they'd ask the people, didn't you check the oil on your car? And let me tell you, you buy a $80,000 new Cadillac or...
Of course,
the owner's like, why would I check the oil? It's got a new engine in it. And that I come in for oil changes when I'm supposed to. So, Cadillac did actually back down their from 10,000, lowered their intervals for oil services because of that problem. Otherwise, they're going to see a lot of smoked motors.
Right. I noticed that one of the comments was a 2006, 2011 Cadillac DTS V8 Northstar. They said it was a nightmare to deal with. Yeah,
it was eating oil like crazy. Yeah. And it'd eat all the oil and the motor would blow up then. So then they had to put a motor in for free.
Right. So that's why I was asking, like, so do they notice, like, I would say, like, 3 years down the road, like, okay, so these cars are getting consuming oil like crazy. And so... But in this case, it was a 5-year period with the engine lineup, and then they decided in 2012, okay, we're going
to
switch.
They don't always fix everything. Sometimes they try to blame it on everything else and then just let it go, you know. Yeah. So, especially if they're going to change the line of engine, if they're doing away, like they did away with that Northstar engine anyway.
Taking responsibility sounds like my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going home very angry, I think.
That's okay.
Hey, what do you know? We have 90 seconds left in the show. How about that?
What happens? Pretty soon we talk our way right out of the show, don't we?
We do.
It's all good.
I got in so much trouble when I get home today, let me tell you.
Are you? Are you going to get yelled
at? Yeah, because I made that comment. Yeah. I love my wife. She's a great woman, and she always takes responsibility for things. I'm not doing myself any favors.
You're not helping out right now at all. So anyway, hey, folks, you know, email me, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com with any of things you want to know automotive-wise, or you can just, or if you're something you want to hear me do a show on or talk about, you can always send me that also, or just ask questions. Either way, once again, it's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Otherwise, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We truly appreciate you joining us here for Auto Talk Radio. And you know for sure we'll be back live next Saturday. So make sure and stay tuned and tune in. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next Saturday, we'll see you then.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.